This week, the organization which oversees high school athletics in Texas stepped into the slippery landscape of gender politics. University Interscholastic League, or UIL, is asking school superintendents to approve a policy that would use a student's birth certificate to determine gender. Reporter Kia Collier writes about this move in the Texas Tribune. Good to have you with us, Kia.
Thanks for having me.
Why is the UIL taking up this issue? Is there anything to the timing? I mean, you think about what's going on in Houston with the non-discrimination ordinance there, and so it's certainly been in the news.
Right, yeah. It's apparently stemmed from a state review of the UIL by the Sunset Advisory Commission.
Okay.
I guess as a result of that review, the UIL Review Advisory Committee made all these, you know, recommendations for rule changes, and this was one of them. So it was an internal kind of recommendation, staff recommendation.
It's my understanding the UIL already has a non-discrimination policy that bars discrimination based on gender. What would change if superintendents adopted this birth certificate policy?
Well, this would define what gender is. So, you know, they do include gender in their non-discrimination, but, you know, this touches on gender identity. And the proposed addition to that policy says gender shall be determined based on a student's birth certificate. And in cases where a student's birth certificate is, you know, lost or unavailable, other similar government documents could be used in place. So this defines, you know, what gender is, and, you know, a gender on a birth certificate is, you know, often, I mean, it's different than what transgender student athletes would identify with. And it can be really difficult to changing a sex on a birth certificate involves, you know, having surgery, in most instances.
So it's not as simple as just asking an agency to change the sex. You actually have to demonstrate that you've had gender reassignment surgery.
Now, Let
me back up to something else though. I mean, clearly other states are dealing with this issue. How is this playing out elsewhere? Have you seen any national trends?
Yeah. So in recent years, more than a dozen states and the District of Columbia have adopted basically policies opposite of what, you know, Texas superintendents will decide on, saying that, you know, transgender athletes can participate in sports based on their gender identity, not on, you know, the gender on their birth certificate. So, and this includes, states that we would typically think of as conservative, like Florida, is among them, Wyoming, California, which, I guess isn't surprising to some. But yeah, several states have adopted, policies that, you know, based on gender identity that are kind of more inclusive.
Let me ask about this as a practical matter. And this gets to the impact of the superintendent's decisions. Would each superintendent be able to decide for his or her school district what the policy is going to be? Or are we talking about aggregating sort of voting basically on a policy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm told that this is binding and would be statewide. So if a majority, that's, you know, more than 50% of superintendents approve this policy,
right,
then it'll be statewide policy. It'll be UIL policy. So, the member districts who participate in the UIL would have to, go by this policy, which is an unofficial policy currently.
But it would be made official with
made official. So this is current procedure according to the UIL, but it's not written anywhere. So this would be, it would be set in stone. It would
right.
be a codification of an unofficial policy right now.
Reporter Kia Collier is following this story at the Texas Tribune, texastribune.org. Kia, thanks so much.
Thank you.